Golden FM presents the Glenmidden Chronicles.
After an eventful first crossing, the MV Glenmidden is about to dock in Lochmaddy. The captain is still getting over the crossing, while Scotty and Maggie are refilling the ship's tanks with used chip fat oil, ready for the journey back. Big Dick is on the bridge with Robert Thatcher and Sandy Mitchell.
Dick, I think the captain would like the announcement to be played now regarding the disembarkation. Could I have the pleasure of pressing the button?
I wanted to press the button. I got us here after all.
We only got here thanks to Dick flagging down that tug and asking directions.
I spotted the tug.
I'm pressing the button.
Attention, please. We think we're arriving at our destination. All vehicle drivers and passengers, please make their way to the car deck and occupy their vehicles. Remember to fasten your safety belts immediately before joining in a short prayer. Drivers are reminded that immediately after starting their engines, they should activate their left trafficators and follow crew instructions to comply with the roll-on, turn-left, or roll-off design of this vessel. Foot passengers may disembark either by the gangway, that bit of wood hanging off the right-hand side of the boat, or by jumping from the deck rail to the pier. Tickets for the gangway disembarkation may still be purchased from the purser's office. The jumping option's free thanks to a subsidy from Western Isles Council, and any necessary medical aftercare may be obtained free of charge from the island's NHS. We wish you a safe onward journey. Thank you for travelling with Rent-A-Hulk Maritime Unlimited.
As the passengers make their way quickly off the ferry, there are people waiting to greet them at the harbour. Amongst them is a Veronica McVicar, waiting for her brother Charles, who has come all the way from Oxford to help her with her wedding arrangements.
Charles, over here.
Vron, am I glad to see you? Actually, I'm just glad to get off that ship. What a nightmare.
Never mind, you're here now, and that's all that matters. I'm really glad you've managed to get away and come up and help me with all the arrangements.
That's no problem. I'm the only family you have left. Why wouldn't I come? Anyway, you were very secretive about the new man in your life. Do tell me more.
Not now. We'll have a chat about it over lunch. First, I need to see if I can find out more about the captain of this floating fish and chip shop. What is that smell?
You were right, Vron. It's chips. Seemingly the ship runs on old chip fat oil. I stink of the stuff. Anyway, why do you need to find out more about its captain?
Well, it's all been a fantasy of mine to get married at sea, and since this is the only ship that's coming in and out of the harbour, it'll have to be this, assuming the captain has all the necessary qualifications to perform the ceremony.
Look, there's one of the crew there. I think they call him Dick.
Excuse me, are you working on this ship?
Indeed I am. Could I be of assistance?
I do hope so. I was wondering, I don't quite know how to put this. I was thinking of getting married, and I wondered if you could help.
Oh, it's very kind of you, but I don't think the captain would be very happy, you see.
I don't mean marry you. No, I wondered if the captain would be able to marry me on board the ship.
Oh, well, to be honest, I don't think it's something he's considered.
I'll make it worth his while. Do you think you could ask him? I'd be very grateful.
Of course, I will ask him, but I don't know what he'll say.
Tell him that Miss Veronica McVicar is very well off and that it would certainly be to her disadvantage to consider this offer.
Yes, and I'll obviously need full use of the ship with all amenities, including catering. I take it you do catering.
If you like chips, they do.
Oh yes, we have our own Delia Smith, Maggie McLarty. She could whip something up.
Fantastic. Here's my card. Tell your captain to give me a call once he's agreed, and I'll go ahead and get the wedding dress and send out the invitations.
Armed with the information in Veronica McVicar's business card, Big Dick heads straight to the captain's cabin, but seeing he is in the bath, decides to wait. In the meantime, he heads down to the galley to get a cup of tea and a biscuit off Clarty Maggie, to whom he tells his tale.
And you're 100% sure that this woman wants to marry your captain. Captain Horatio MacNelson, the Judy Garland fan.
That's what she said. She wanted the captain to marry her. I didn't make it up.
Well, all I can say is she must be desperate. You wouldn't catch me running after a man like that and being so forward as to marry him sight unseen. No, I'd prefer to have a go on the merchandise first before I gave myself over to some big ballach.
What's going on here, then? Are you up to your old gossiping self, you man-eating Maddie?
Oh, Scotty, you do say the loveliest things to me. I sometimes think you find it hard in my presence.
Aye, well, that's the one thing I never find when you're around now. What's the goss?
The captain's going to get married.
What, Big McNally? Getting hitched? Aye, in your dreams.
No, it's true, my pet. This big hussy approached Dick and asked him to ask the captain if he'd marry her. Bold as brass.
And this is for real, Dick? You haven't got the wrong end of someone's stick.
No, there was no stick involved. The lady asked me to ask the captain.
Right, come on, you two.
Where are we going?
We're off to tell Big Nelly the good news. I can't wait to see his face.
So Scotty takes Big Dick and Maggie along to the captain's cabin, where he is sitting having a glass of sherry after his bath.
Come in. Ah, Scotty, Maggie, and Dick. What a pleasant surprise. I've just had a bath. Lavender and eucalyptus oils, followed by heather aromatherapy candles. So refreshing and relaxing.
Gordon Bennett, it smells like a tart's bedroom in here.
And how would you know what a tart's bedroom smells like?
I don't, you big moose head, it's a saying.
Well, it had better be.
Could you get to the point about coming to see me? Have a glass of sherry to tell me all about it. Here you are. Right. Now, I hope this is important.
Dick wants to speak to you about marriage.
What?
That's right, Captain. Dick, tell the Captain what you told us.
One second, please. Dick, look, I do like you very much, but I don't think we can even look at going down that route. I mean, I have my...
No, no, Captain, no. Just listen, Dick.
Well, Captain, this lady on the harbour asked me to ask you if you would marry her. She gave me her business card. Here.
I am flattered, and I can fully understand the lady's desire, but I don't know. Why would she want to marry me?
Aye, that's what we thought.
I'm young for my age, I've kept my youthful looks, and I am flattered, but I don't think I could.
Well, seemingly, she's very well-to-do and has money.
Then on the other hand, why should I be so selfish as to keep all this to myself? I'll tell you what, Maggie, Scotty, pop into town and see what you can find out. The locals at the Mad Lockie Bar might be able to help.
So, armed with £3.10 from the petty cash, Scotty and Maggie go off to the local hostelry on a mission to find out more regarding this mysterious woman. Will they be able to get the information they need? Will they solve this mystery? Will they get any change from their £3.10? All will be revealed in next week's Glenmidden Chronicles.
You have been listening to the Glenmidden Chronicles. Voices supplied in no particular order by John Wilson, Nick Wakeham, John Grundy and Shona Campbell. Featuring this week, the voice of Dame Katrina MacLean. The series was devised by John Grundy and written by Nick Wakeham. This has been an Old Mission House production.